And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny here today. After some areas of dense fog this morning, we'll have a high around 78, which would be a record-setting high for this date. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Well, the state fire marshal's office says Madison County will be included in a ban on open burning beginning at 8 o'clock this morning. A request to institute the ban was requested by Madison County Sheriff Craig Bush after he consulted with the various county fire chiefs. At this time, Madison County is the only county in western Iowa to be placed under a ban on open burning. The National Weather Service says that the grassland fire danger index will be from high to very high today across western Iowa, as increasing winds and near-record high temperatures will result in those indices being high over western and central Iowa. Winds are expected to increase to 10 to 30 miles per hour. Burning is not recommended today, outdoor burning. Small fires may quickly spread into dry grasses and fields, resulting in larger and uncontrolled grass fires. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports at the close of business Monday that Frank Waters had filed papers for re-election to the Cass County Board of Supervisors representing District Number 5. Waters joins Supervisors Chairman Dwayne McFadden, Auditor Dale Sunderman, and Sheriff Darby McLaren on the list of candidates who have filed for re-election to their respective county office. The last day to file election papers for the June 5th primary is March 28th. A public hearing will be held this evening on the 2012-2013 budget for the Atlantic Community School District. The hearing takes place during the board's regular meeting at 7:30 in the Media Center at the Atlantic High School. Action on approving the certified 2012-2013 budget will follow later in the evening. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will hear a mentoring report from Margot McGill and a progress report on construction at the middle school from Jerry Purdy with Design Alliance. Action items other than on the budget include approving bus bids, the awarding of a contract for banking services, approving driver's education fees for this summer, and the 2012-2013 school lunch prices, along with an adjustment to the 2011-2012 district calendar and other matters. Prior to concluding the meeting, the board will discuss fall 2011 test data. A Nebraska woman was arrested Monday morning in Pottawatomie County after an Iowa State Patrol trooper performed a pit maneuver. The patrol says a vehicle driven by 41-year-old Wendy Johnson DeLong of La Vista, Nebraska, was eluding law enforcement on Interstate 80 at around 1:50 a.m. Monday, about 2 miles east of the Walnut exit, when 40-year-old trooper Brian Beenan of Council Bluffs used a 2009 Dodge Charger he was driving to nudge the woman's car near the left rear quarter panel, causing Johnson's car to spin into the median. After the vehicle came to rest and the woman was taken into custody, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department charged her with assault with a weapon, eluding an OWI first offense. She was booked into the Pott County Jail at around 4 a.m. and posted a $5,000 bond a few hours later before being released from custody. Damage to the vehicles involved in the incident amounted to $3,000. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green Monday morning released more information about a chase and crash which occurred early Sunday morning, as we told you during that time here on KJAN. Green says the Cass County Communications Center had received a call at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday from a citizen who witnessed a subject break the window out of a vehicle. A police officer noticed a vehicle matching the caller's description and that the vehicle had a code violation. The officer attempted to stop the silver 2008 Chevy HHR in the vicinity of 7th and Walnut. Green says the vehicle initially refused to pull over, but finally stopped in a local business's parking lot. The officer called for backup because of the unusual behavior of the vehicle and driver. As he was waiting for his backup to arrive, the driver of the car, 25-year-old David Tyler Anderson of Atlantic, took off in the vehicle. As the officer pursued the car westbound on 7th Street, the Chevy's speed reached near 100 miles per hour. When Anderson failed to negotiate a curve in the road, the car left 7th Street to the north, crossed a curb, and hit a large grain hauler and tillage equipment belonging to Lindeman Tractor Incorporated. Anderson left the car and fell to the ground, suffering from head and other injuries. The officer advised him to stay on the ground until rescue personnel could arrive on the scene. Anderson was then transported to the Cass County Hospital before being flown to the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. There's no report on his condition available. Chief Green says that alcohol and or controlled substances were believed to have been connected to the incident, and numerous charges were expected to be filed as soon as test results were received. Green said an airbag which deployed upon impact likely saved Anderson's life. Fred Lindeman with Lindeman Tractor told KJAN News Monday that the used grain hauler sustained an estimated $50,000 damage, while damage to a new piece of tillage equipment was estimated at $40,000. And initial reports of two oxyacetylene torches exploding Monday morning at Wyrick Welding Plus in Lewis turned out not to be the case. The Cass County Communications Center had dispatched Lewis Fire at around 10:10 a.m. with a report of two tanks having exploded. When KJAN News arrived on the scene, and we learned from an employee that another employee was cutting some iron when the gaseous combination of oxygen and acetylene began leaking out of a hose and simply caused a loud bang. A flame then shot out of the torch about 10 feet, according to the employee, who did not wish to be identified. There was no explosion and no one was injured. The employee told KJAN the only damage was the mess created when they used a fire extinguisher to put a small amount of visible flames out. News time is 12:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, Betty Sanny, age 93, of Lewis, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betty Sanny will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma Anderson, age 95, of Oklahoma and formerly of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Irma Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mary Ann Hopkins, age 73, of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mary Ann Hopkins will be held today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Violet Norwood, age 73, of Erling, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Violet Norwood will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy McGuire, age 89, of Audubon, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy McGuire will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Heron, age 44, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Raymond Heron will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ralph Lett, age 92, of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ralph Lett will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Bernice Cassidy, age 97, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bernice Cassidy will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Lewis Congregational United Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Clarence Petrie, age 104, of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Clarence Petrie will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, northwest of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Mary Nebola, age 94, of Cumberland, died Saturday, and per her wishes, cremation has taken place. No services are planned for Mary Nebola. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita is assisting the family with arrangements. And Russell Grisso, age 47, of Griswold and formerly of the Atlantic and Lewis areas, died Saturday. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Russell Grisso. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Roy Dusty Rhodes, age 64, of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Cumberland and Atlantic areas, died Friday. Services for Roy Rhodes are pending at the Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.